It's basically, my name is Sean Ryan, and I'm a reporter, or sometimes reporter, for Indy Media. And I've done a story on the Greens in the last week or two.
Have you? Yeah.
I have indeed. And I did a story with Eamon Ryan the day that you voted to go into government.
Yes.
And I remember Eamon Ryan saying to me that the one concession that you got from the government to go into government with Fianna Fáil was that there would be intermittent searches of planes in Shannon Airport. And I'm just wondering why, more than 4 months later, not a singular plane has been searched.
The program for government doesn't actually mention search specifically. It mentions about compliance with the United Nations laws. And I've been individually with the Minister for Foreign Affairs, he'll tell you himself, raising any reports that I have of suspicious activity so that they are being investigated. For example, I had reports of planes that have been used by the CIA,
right,
containing people who weren't divulging what they were doing, and I was told subsequently that on inspection it was declared they were on a golfing trip.
Right.
And I take that with a grain of salt, but so I asked the Minister of Foreign Affairs to follow it up, and he said the number of the planes that were being used were privately hired, and they had been hired for golfing trips elsewhere, and he was checking it out, and the one that I had heard about actually was a golfing trip, as far as he was made aware. So, to that extent, I mean, in as much as we can, I would say that we are certainly pushing it and continuing to push for the law to be upheld, the international law to be upheld, and for there to be no renditions going through Shannon. Now, I'd like to be able to get on those planes myself,
right,
and check them, but I have to work within the legal constraints.
But isn't it true, for instance, that the Gardaí have the power to search those planes independent of any politician giving them permission to?
Well, I hear a different legal interpretation of that, to be honest, and I'm not a lawyer.
Right.
And the airport authority, I think, ultimately has a responsibility to ensure that the airport is not used for any illegal purposes.
Right.
And as you know, Shannon is going through a fair amount of turmoil.
Absolutely,
at the moment.
Absolutely.
So all of this is in the mix.
Right.
But the people in the Midwest are looking at Shannon as a far bigger concern than just the troops going through. They're looking at how their jobs are going to pan out, and the impact of the Aer Lingus ending its service is at this moment probably a bigger concern for them. I would say they shouldn't overlook the rendition, certainly. I continue to push them myself.
Great. One last question, Mr. Sergeant. I know you're kind of busy.
I have to get in, yeah.
excuse me. 16 months ago, a cleaner walked on board a plane in Shannon Airport and spotted a man in shackles. It later turned out that man was a soldier that had been arrested in Iraq and was being transported back to the States. At the time, Dermot Ahern, who had supposedly been contacted the next day by the US, informing them after the event that the event had happened. And Mr. Ahern then said that the government was gravely concerned about this and that he would be looking for a full written report from the US government. I'm just wondering, have you any information that you have seen or heard about whereby either that written report has been given or what it was that the government were actually concerned about, and have to put a protocol in place since that point?
Unfortunately, I didn't hear about that report myself, to be honest. I'm Minister for Food and Horticulture.
Absolutely.
I'm not able to keep an eye on all the portfolios as much as I'd like, given that I have responsibilities, particularly to myself, which are no other person's responsibilities, apart from the Minister of Agriculture herself, Mary Coughlin. But I did hear, and one thing that I think the Minister for Foreign Affairs was also quite annoyed by, is that helicopters came through in a large
In a Russian plane.
In a Russian plane. And the reason why they weren't declared is apparently, and this really is splitting hairs, that the blades had been taken off them, and therefore they were categorized as not helicopters and not weapons. And I think that really is insulting people's intelligence.
Yes.
And highlights why we have to be extremely vigilant that we're not caught up wittingly or unwittingly as complicit in acts of illegal aggression.
Okay, listen, thanks a million, Trevor. Thank you.